I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. Yet another corporate scandal trial opened today in New York City. The founder of Adelphia Communications and two of his sons are charged with cheating the company of hundreds of millions of dollars. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figlin. Tess, this Manhattan federal courthouse is really getting crowded, isn't it?
It sure is, Alex. Yeah, the Adelphia jury selection is underway. Martha Stewart is in another courtroom in the same building. The WorldCom case is going to be tried there, and also Frank Cotrone was there, the investment banker who got that hung jury last fall. So a busy, busy place for high-stakes white-collar crime, alleged crime, I should say.
Just remind us of the details of this case involving Adelphia.
Well, John Regas, who's 79 years old, founded the company about 40 years ago and eventually turned it into the nation's sixth largest cable company. Two of his sons, Tim and Michael, were executives. And basically what they're accused of doing is looting the company kitty over a span of several years and the tune of more than $1 billion. I think prosecutors have called it their personal piggy bank. And this is another one of those cases where we've heard all sorts of stories about company money being spent on a high-flying lifestyle. In this one, the Regas family allegedly used Adelphia funds to pay for lavish vacations and even to buy themselves a golf course. The actual charges here are securities, bank and wire fraud, and conspiracy.
Well, what do? Just write themselves checks? I mean, how do the prosecutors say the Regases took the money from the company?
They kind of did that. Most of it came from loans that they took out from the company, worth almost $3 billion. And then they would buy Adelphia stock with that loan money. So basically, they were using the company to cover the loans that they took out from the company. Basically a pyramid scheme of loans using all kinds of accounting tricks that they say were legal and were okayed by their bankers and auditors. That's their defense.
How's Adelphia doing? Are they in bankruptcy?
Yes, they are. They're still in bankruptcy, entered Chapter 11 about a year and a half ago, June of 2002. But they're actually doing okay. The new executives who took over say that they're hoping to emerge from bankruptcy this June. They moved the company from Pennsylvania to Colorado, and word has it that they're planning to change the company name, so hoping for a new start.
Always a good idea.
Always a good idea, absolutely. And today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're looking at how consumer groups are reacting to Ralph Nader's entry into the presidential race.
Thanks, Tess. Tess Figlin of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.